Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. Today, we're diving into the tech world and taking a closer look at what's going on with Blind, the anonymous social network for tech workers. I remember writing about it back in 2022, and now it's 3 years later, and the vibe is completely different.
I see. So what's changed? Was it just a temporary downturn, or is this something more serious?
Well, back in 2022, tech was on the verge of a major downturn, but most blinders were focused on how to live the good life, right? They were trying to figure out how to boost their total compensation and climb the ranks in FAANG companies.
Right, but now it's a free fall. Since late 2022, the industry has shed 175,000 jobs.
Exactly, and AI is threatening to make coders obsolete. Companies like Meta and Google are slashing perks, gutting middle management, and ordering people back to the office. It's a full-scale apocalypse.
Wow, so what are the blinders saying about all this? Are they adjusting to the new reality?
Not exactly. The short answer is, not well. The platform, which used to be a friendly and supportive place, has turned into something like Lord of the Flies. There's a lot of anxiety, distrust, and even racism and misogyny now.
That's quite a big claim, right? But the article does mention that trust has effectively evaporated. People are accusing each other of lying about their compensation and even inventing jobs.
Yes, and there's even a sense of entitlement. Even with an AI earthquake shaking up the industry, they still make way more than most Americans and they kvetch about it.
Right, and the performance improvement plans are causing a lot of anxiety. Some see them as a form of tyranny, while others see opposition to them as a betrayal of the grindcore mindset.
Exactly. One blinder moved from Amazon to Microsoft because of the PIP culture at Amazon, but now Microsoft is rolling out PIPs too. It's a cycle of burnout and constant scrutiny.
And what about the specific companies? Meta seems to be a particular problem.
Yes, one Meta employee lamented that they're all hired mercenaries chasing high TC. Others complained about grueling hours and a culture of backstabbing.
That's pretty bad. And it's not just Meta. The article mentions that tech in general is suffering from an outbreak of toxic broism.
Right, a team of sociologists wrote that the most striking workplace development in recent years may well be the surfacing of a culture of gloves-off sexism and racism at some firms.
And some of the guys on Blind are quick to blame their woes on DEI. One blinder even uncorked a truly vile tirade against Indian women managers.
Yes, it ranged from stereotyping to derogatory speculation to outright calling them overweight and ugly. It's pretty shocking.
And what about the women on Blind? It must be exhausting for them.
It is. One Amazon worker in the Women in Core Tech channel said it's like they were expecting pets and don't know how to deal with an entire other gender of humans. It's pretty harsh.
And the spokesperson for Blind says that the percentage of posts that use discriminatory language has actually decreased slightly since 2022. But the overall volume of posts has grown, so the absolute number of problematic posts may rise.
Exactly, and the ticker that used to show job openings is gone now. For blinders, all that's left is a dystopian cesspool of snark.
That's pretty bleak. It's sad to see that even a platform that was once a beacon of hope for tech workers has turned into something so toxic.
Yes, it is, but I think it's a reflection of the broader issues in the tech industry. As long as the industry continues to struggle, I'm afraid this kind of toxic behavior will continue.
Well, that's a wrap on Blind. But it's a good reminder of how important it is for companies to address these issues head-on and create a more inclusive and respectful workplace.
Absolutely, Lewis. Thanks for joining me on this segment, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in to UK Business Morning.